commentary on the Fox broadcast. It's the glorious debut of the Country Coach's Corner with the very fake Wade Phillips and former Cowboys head coach Chan Gailey.
Number two, I'd like to introduce a new feature here. This is a little program that these two guys are, I guess, syndicating, and we've decided to pick it up at least for this week. Now, we may not ever carry it again, but here's the first ever installment of Country Coaches Talking Football with Wade Phillips and Chan Gailey.
And now, live from Bum Phillips' front porch, it's Country Coaches Talking Football with your hosts, Wade Phillips and Chan Gailey.
Here we are sitting on my daddy's porch.
It sure is a pretty morning, isn't it?
Well,
almost as pretty as your mouth, Wade.
Well, we ain't gonna talk about that right now. We're gonna talk football here on my daddy's front porch.
I just thought I'd give you a compliment and just pay you one or two.
Yeah, it's a little early morning for those. You watching them games this weekend?
I ain't got a chance to watch too much of it. We ain't got the electrical in the cabin yet.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard this now, but we're not in the Super Bowl.
We couldn't go to the Super Bowl. I couldn't in particular because I got bumped down to the college ranks after I showed I didn't have enough book learning to still be in the NFL.
Yeah.
How'd you convince them that you could be in the NFL?
Well, I got my dad and all. You know, all that. Georgia Tech couldn't go to the Super Bowl?
No, we couldn't. We just a college team. They don't allow such. All our college boys, anyway, they don't care too much about football. They're too busy chasing tail.
Well, that's interesting. That's why we didn't go to the Super Bowl. That's all our quarterback did. I guess we got ourselves a college quarterback.
I had to trade 48 skunk hides to get another professional coaching job.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I darn near all I had out there in the smokehouse.
Well, God.
Save up.
Yeah.
Hey, is that a beaver down there in the creek?
No, that's a nutria. You want me to shoot it for breakfast?
Yeah, let's get it some breakfast.
All right, hang on.
You got it, Wade. You got it. You got it, Wade. You got it.
Well,
show's going nowhere.
Back to football.
Let's break down these two teams.
Well, of course, Giants won yesterday. We beat them twice during the regular season. Well, really three times. We're just a better team. But they won anyway.
I like the Giants. I like old Eli. I think he's damn near as good as his brother. I know a lot of people consider him the lesser of Archie Sperm, but I don't think he's too bad. He's a church-going feller, and he treats his mama right. Unlike Peyton, who busted a butter churn over his mama's head when she said he didn't get the ball to Dallas Clark enough.
Yeah, well, hey, you know what's good?
What?
Here, take a buttermilk biscuit and a hunk of ham about 3 inches thick and dipping into Miracle Whip. You ever had one of them?
No, I never tried that.
I had one of them with
Archie Manning. We never could afford Miracle Whip.
Well,
we had to just use tallow.
So who do you like it in the Super Bowl, Chan?
I'm going to pick the Giants. I think that the Giants is going to win in Arizona. I pick them 26-1.
God, that's a good pick.
Yes.
I think I'm going to pick Patriots. You know, they beat us, and of course, we beat the Giants. Well, we made the Final Five. I don't know if you heard about that.
Final Five?
Well, yeah, we actually lost after Peyton Manning and the Colts lost, so I'm going to pick Patriots, I guess.
Are you picking Patriots? Yeah, I'm going to pick the Giants. We going to see who's going to win. You want to put a wager on this?
Yeah, sure, I'll put a wager on it.
I bet you my whole smokehouse full of winter sausage. Now, it's going to be Giants 26-1.
He's obsessed with the smokehouse.
I got a canister of buttermilk out in the barn. I'll put that up.
You got a deal. Hey, the time for football is done. We got to go run our trot lines and check on our steel.
See you later, y'all.
I'm Chan Gailey.
And I'm Wade Phillips.
And this has been Country Coaches Talking Football.
We'll see you back here next week.
Wow. The only thing missing...
That's a horrible new show.
The only thing missing was a guest appearance from Junior Samples somewhere in there.
See what Grandpa was fixing for dinner.
Hey, they shot a nutrient in their first show.
Now, which one was picking and which one was grinning?
All right. Come on.
Dude.
We're trying to do radio,
trying to
all
make
right?
it through till 10 o'clock. That's
we don't need
doing.
You poking us in the rear while we're trying to do this.
The Gem Users, George Dunham, Craig.